Blog Talk Radio.
Never let me go. Broadcasting live from the city of Las Vegas, Nevada, in the United States of America. And it is so awesome what the Lord is doing in these last days. Knowledge shall increase, and we would do great exploits. Jesus said that greater works He would do through us in these last days. I want to thank you for tuning in one more time to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host. By the grace of God, I am what I am, Evangelist Jesse Charo, broadcasting live right here from the heart of the city of Las Vegas, Nevada, and to God be the glory for what He's doing here. He is saving many alive. And if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Revelation in the third chapter, Revelation chapter 3. I will begin reading at verse 21. Revelation 3:21. The letters are in red. Jesus is speaking. To him that overcometh, to him, he didn't say to them, he said to him, or that individual, that temptation overcomes, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father, in His throne. Set down, that means that our Lord and Savior must have a glorified body, spiritual body. To sit down, you must have a body. A spirit cannot sit on a throne. And then he addresses my Father, his Father. Jesus has his Father and Father on his throne. verse 22. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit, what the Holy Spirit is saying unto the churches. And this is to the church. Amen. The church is still here. And then if you jump to chapter 4, beginning at verse 1, John is being translated, transferred, raptured, pulled up, pulled out, taken up. After this, after Revelation chapter 3, after this I looked, and behold, listen, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet speaking or talking with me, which said, come, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter, after this one. Verse 2, and immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he, not she, God is not a she, and he that sat there was to look upon a jasper and a sardis stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like an emerald. What I want to get out of here is the message to the overcomers. You have to be an overcomer. You have to overcome this world and the things of this world. Overcome sin. Now listen, I'm going to give you some blessings concerning the overcomers. 18 blessings to the overcomers on Revelation chapter 3:21. You want to write these down. You want to play this video, this CD over and over, this recording over and over, because I'm going to give you many scriptures to back up what the verses are saying. 18 blessings to the overcomers. You plan to be an overcomer? The tree of life. You're going to have access to the tree of life. You're going to have the right to the tree of life, Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. You will get the crown of life, Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, Revelation chapter 3, verse 11. In death or the lake of fire, you will escape. Second death and or the lake of fire, Revelation chapter 2, verse 11, Revelation chapter 20, verse 14. You will be given the hidden manna, Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. A white stone and a new name, Revelation 2, 17. You'll have part in the rapture. A lot of people don't believe this. You're going to be harpazo. You're going to be picked up. You're going to be snatched out of here. Revelation chapter 2, verse 25. Revelation chapter 3, verse 11. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the whole chapter is totally awesome. Listen to this one. Philippians 3:20 and 21. Colossians chapter 3, verse 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the whole chapter is awesome. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 23, verses 51 through 58. You have had part in the rapture. Believe God and His Word. Do not believe everything you hear. You will have power over the nations. This is the blessings to the overcomers. Power over the nations, Revelation chapter 2, verses 26 and 27. You will have complete defeat over rebels, Revelation chapter 2, verse 27. The morning star, Revelation chapter 2, verse 28. You will walk with Christ in white. Oh, I love it. White robe, you will be given white robe. You will have a glorified body as our Lord and Savior has a glorified body. Revelation chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. You will have a name eternally in the book of life. I will not blot out your name from the book of life. To the overcomers only. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5, Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 19. Your name will be confessed before God. Jesus will confess your name before God the Father, Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. You will be a pillar in God's temple, Revelation chapter 3, verse eternal abiding with God. To abide with God, to live with God eternally. Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. God's name upon you. God's name upon you. Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. You will be given a name of the new Jerusalem upon him. Revelation 3, 12. A new name of Christ upon him, a new name of Christ upon him, Revelation 3, 12. Eternal throne and kingdom, eternal throne and kingdom are the blessings of the overcomers, to the church that overcometh, to the person, to him who overcomes. Eternal throne and kingdom, Revelation chapter 3, verse 21, Revelation 1, 6, Revelation 5, verse 10, Revelation 11, verse 15, Revelation 22, verses 4 and 5. Amen. Now listen, here's another blessing that I wanted to share with you, is these are... remember that John was from the last verse 21 of chapter 3 of Revelation to Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. And you will have, you will be translated. Amen. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. God will give you a new body, glorified body, a glorious body as our Lord. Body. I did a radio program. It's called The Bodily Resurrection of Our Lord and Savior. The Bodily Resurrection of Our Lord. Examples of men translated. Not just John was taken up to heaven as Revelation 4:1. He is taken up. He was translated. He was transferred. He was picked up. This is so awesome. Enoch. In the natural body. Revelation chapter 5, verse 24. Hebrews 11, 5. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 14. And if you read the book of Revelation chapter 11, Enoch was translated. Amen. These are examples of man being translated. Amen. Elijah, in the natural body also. 2 Kings 2:11. Zechariah 4, Kai 4, verses 5 and 6. And then again, read Revelation chapter 11. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who else was translated? Who else was taken up to heaven? Jesus in a resurrected body. Amen. A lot of people, they say that God is spirit and that Jesus does not have a body. They say that we, the church, are his body and he is the head. In a way, yes, but many saw the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. I have another radio program on that if you look through my episodes, and it's called The Bodily Resurrection of Jesus. Amen. In a resurrected body, Mark chapter 16. Read the whole chapter. Mark 16, verse 19. Luke 24, verse 39 and verse 51. The book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 11. He was, and when Jesus ascended on high, he left captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Amen. Awesome. Listen, you got to do this one again. Jesus in a resurrected body. Mark chapter 16, verse 19. Luke 24, 39 and verse 51. Acts 1, 11. Who else was translated? Paul. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. Paul. Who else was taken up? Told you, John. John the Revelator. John in the book of Revelation chapter. He was picked up in Revelation chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. All the way through chapter 5, verse 14. Read Revelation chapter 4 and chapter 5. Let me tell you something about Revelation chapter 4. Who is sitting on the throne in chapter 4? Let me ask you another one. Who is in chapter 5 of Revelation? Revelation 4, the Ancient of Days. The Ancient of Days, God the Father, is sitting on the throne, Revelation chapter 1. Jehovah, Elohim, Yahweh, is sitting on the throne. Who is in chapter 5 of the book of Revelation? In chapter 5, you see verse 1, God is sitting on the throne. And one, Jesus, comes up to the one on the throne, comes to God the Father and takes the book out of the right hand of God the Father that is sitting on the throne. Out of the right hand. If he's got a right hand, he's got a left hand. And if he's got a right and left hand, he must have arms. Arms attached to the body. He's sitting on the throne. He must have a body. This is so awesome. Amen. I've done episodes on Revelation chapter 4 and chapter 5. If you look at them on my episodes, Block Talk Radio, under the program, this radio program is Las Vegas for Jesus Radio Hour. And the reason I have that title is because we live in the city of Las Vegas. The Lord Jesus Christ saved me, healed me, delivered me in the city of Las Vegas. So I ask you, can any good thing come out of the city of Las Vegas? Can anything good come out of Vegas? Someone said that what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, I tell you what, I'm here to stay and to introduce many to our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. From darkness to light, amen. This is so awesome. Saul, who became Paul, the Lord revealed unto him, and he says, Saul, Paul, I'm going to send you to the city of Las Vegas, and you're going to turn many from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God. Who else was translated? Many bodies of the Old Testament saints. Many bodies of the Old Testament saints. Matthew chapter 27, verses 52 through 53. Matthew 27, 52, 53. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. Many bodies of the Old Testament saints were translated to heaven. Who else? Who else was translated to heaven? Or let me ask you this one thing. Who else will be translated to heaven? You and me, believers redeemed of the Lord, must say so. All saved souls and spirits, not yet giving a resurrected body. We have not been giving a resurrected body yet, but flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. For this corruptible must be incorrupted. Amen. What was it? 2 Corinthians. Let me give you the scriptures. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 through 10. Ephesians 4, 8 through 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. 2 Corinthians 5, 8. Philippians chapter 1, verses 21 through 24. Philippians 1, 21 through 24. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews 12, 23. And these are examples of men already translated. Let me go back to my text. We were talking about Revelation chapter 3. Let me go back to it. Revelation chapter 3. Verses 21, to him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And then from there, you jump to chapter 4, verse 1, after this, right after that. Let me tell you something about chapter 2 and 3 of Revelation. The letters are written to the churches. The letters are written to the churches. Amen. I have one beautiful verse right here that I'm looking at. It's Revelation chapter 2, verse 4, nevertheless, I have somewhat against you. Nevertheless, I have this one thing against you, because you have left your first love. Because you have left thy first love. Valentine's Day is coming up, February the 14th, 2016. Valentine's Day is coming up. Everybody's in love. In love with what? In love with the flesh. Either you're in the flesh or you're in the spirit. Walk in the spirit. You may not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Okay? And Because you have left your first love. Your first love is not your boyfriend. It's not your girlfriend. It's not your husband. It's not your wife. Your first love happens to be God, God the Father. For God so loved you and me, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him, the Lord Jesus Christ, might be saved. Amen. Nevertheless, I have this one thing against you, is that you have left your first love. Jesus Christ is the lover of your soul. Jesus Christ loved your soul, and he came to seek and save your soul. Are you saved? Should you die tonight? I'm not saying you're going to die tonight. Should you? We don't know. No one is promised tomorrow. Tomorrow is promised no man. I was talking the other day concerning people and Valentine's Day. A lot of people have forsaken their love. They're in the world fulfilling the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the lust of the world. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you would present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, nor the things of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, by the washing of the word. You've left your first love. You have no love. The Holy Spirit has been shed in our hearts. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Can you say Abba, Father? Say, Abba, Father, I thank you. I love you for saving me. Today is only the 4th of February, 2016, February 4th, 2016. And how beautiful if we could just give our hearts and lives and bodies and mind. Take my mind, Lord, change my mind, renew me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me, but fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me with your love. Jesus, I have forsaken you, my first love. I open the door of my heart for you, Jesus, to come in. Holy Spirit, you are knocking at the door of my heart. Jesus, pour your Spirit in my heart. Forgive me for neglecting you, grieving your Holy Spirit. I ask you to save me now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. You've been listening to the voice of myself, Evangelist Jesse Charo, broadcasting live from the city of Las Vegas. If you're ever coming to the city of Las Vegas, I would love for you to give me a call. And we go fishing in the city of Las Vegas. Area code 702-931-1221. Don't forget, God loved you. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.